This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I did an interview with the CEO of Ford a couple of years ago in which he called maybe the iconic American car company a transportation company, or maybe it was a mobility company. I can't remember. But either way, you get my drift. Now it seems the iconic car sharing company in this economy is doing the same thing. In an interview with the Financial Times over the weekend, Uber's CEO said his company is adding more electric bikes and scooters to the mix that it offers in big cities, places the company already has a large and not always uncontroversial presence. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that one.
Back in April, Uber acquired Jump, a company that makes electric bikes that don't need docking stations. It's also invested in a scooter sharing company called Lime. April Rennie advises companies in the sharing economy, and she says Uber has clearly decided that cars alone are not enough.
Adding bicycles to the mix will take them further down the road of diversification.
It could also trim Uber's income. CEO Dara Khosrowshahi says the company makes less on a bike ride than on a trip in a car. Bikes and scooters are expensive to maintain, and they'll compete with Uber drivers. But Uber brings a big advantage to the bike share market, says Evan Raleigh at the University of Minnesota's School of Management.
Uber's got so much capital, and if you just flood a city with supply, you can induce demand in this kind of business.
But in 6 of the 8 cities where Uber already offers bike sharing, it's competing against existing bike share systems, many spearheaded by city governments.
It's not clear that society wins if the private system prevails as opposed to the public system.
Competition hasn't worked out so well in cities that have done a poor job regulating it, says Sarah Kaufman at the NYU Rudin Center for Transportation.
For example, in Beijing, the dockless bike industry has grown too fast, and now there are piles of discarded dockless bikes on the sidewalks.
Kaufman says cities have learned from what happened when Uber's ride-hailing service first came to town. And Uber's learned it can make more sense to work with city governments. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.